From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Carter Wedeel. Missourians could soon be paying more at the gas pump. Representative Bart Corman sponsored a bill in the Missouri House yesterday that would offset an income tax decrease with a fuel tax increase. Corman says the fee is long overdue.
It's a fee that hasn't been changed for 20 years, so I feel it's time to be adjusted, but we'll add funding to the roads that are being used by those that are paying the motor fuel tax.
The Missouri Budget Project, a nonprofit that analyzes public policy, says this would take money away from areas the income tax funds, like education. The fuel tax would just fund transportation. A longtime Missouri Department of Corrections employee says the agency is rampant with nepotism and fraternization. Travis Case, who works at the Northeast Missouri Correctional Facility at Bowling Green, testified yesterday in front of a Missouri House committee. That panel is investigating allegations of harassment and retaliation against Department of Corrections employees by supervisors and coworkers. Case explained how supervisors sometimes work.
And if I'm not an ethical warden, then I'm going to give those friends, and the nepotism part could be family, I'm going to give them special privileges, and I'm going to get them promoted.
Corrections Director Ann Presythe has promised to install a new culture at the agency. The Columbia Fire Department and local hospitals are teaming up to ensure better work from emergency medical services. KBIA's Julian Colquhoun has the story.
Fight of Life program is coming to Columbia. The program is aimed at helping emergency responders when patients are unable to communicate with them. Residents list their medical information on a form, place it in its fireproof file, and put it on their fridge. The form includes prescriptions, allergies, medical history, and emergency contacts. Assistant Fire Chief Brad Fraser says it ensures a quicker and better response from rescue teams.
It's giving us very important medical information in a timely manner, so which in turn allows us to treat patients more effectively, more quickly. So it's very beneficial.
The program is a joint initiative from Columbia Fire Department, Mizzou Healthcare, and Boone Hospital. Residents can pick up packets for free at fire stations and hospital events. Those who are unable to pick one by themselves can call the fire department and a crew will bring it to them. Julian Colquhoun, KBIA News.
Missouri House members have passed a bill to reduce the duration of state jobless benefits to one of the shortest periods nationally. House members voted 100-56 yesterday to send the measure to the Senate. The bill is a revival of a failed 2015 plan to cut the maximum benefits to 13 weeks if the state's jobless rate is below 6%. That's 7 weeks fewer than what's now allowed. Missouri's unemployment rate in December was 4.4%. Carter Wedeel, KBIA News, Columbia.